Hello and welcome to my latest match pod review for www.mufcglobal.co.uk. We want Glazers out. Say we want Glazers out. It's Derby Day. It's Manchester. That means it's Derby Day in Manchester. Shock horror. We're back after the international break. Manchester United at Manchester City at the Etihad. It is just past 4 o'clock. It's raining in Manchester. It's windy in Manchester. My umbrella, which my friends from my trip to Prague will laugh about, is still intact, thankfully. On my way to my mate Linda's for the game, and it's just a little bit of a quick intro. Team news is in. Obviously, it's past the it's hour and 15 minutes now, I've been told, but it's team is in. It's an interesting team, especially in regards to the midfield. But the back three, I mean, Bayern Deere in goal, we sort of all knew about that. Lemons has come in, and Arne's gone, thank God. Obviously, he'll probably be coming back in the summer, but he's gone for this season, thankfully. So Bayern Deere in goal, which didn't surprise me. The back three, which has been the solid, the back three, which has been pretty. I think they have been pretty solid. Probably only one goal has been sort of down to sort of poor defence play and poor defensive play in regards of getting your positions right. The other goals, well, Fulham's goal was a good goal, but poor midfield and the goalkeeper's been the issue for the other goals. But the back three of De Ligt, Yoro and Luke Shaw, the wide players are Dorgo on the left and it's Mazraoui on the right. Dalot is injured, so is Cunha and so is Mason Mount. So that means Sesko does start. It looks like it's going to be Ahmad and Bruno is at number 10. And then the midfield is Bruno Fernandes, as you would expect, but it's also Manuel Ugarte, which is a surprise because Ugarte hasn't been playing well. His form hasn't been that good. You've got Casemiro and you've got Mainoo on the bench. Obviously, the issues around Mainoo wanting to leave the football club or go out on loan in the January transfer window. But this is the whole point of contracts. If you're under contract, you can ask. But if you say no, if you want to leave, put in that transfer request. That's how to do it and lose the finance. But they don't like doing that, players nowadays. That's how they're advised by agents, whether they want to go or not want to go. That's how it is. So Mainoo and Casemiro on the bench alongside Xerxes. So this is Sesko's first start. He had a couple of games with Slovenia in the international break. So hopefully, sort of in regards to fitness, he did speak in the international break about how the Premier League is so much, is harder than the German League. That is true, and it takes time to sort of get used to it. But he's now going to be given the opportunity. I think, you know, United have got that striker, and let's see what Sesko can do. And obviously, it's about supply to him. And Bruno's probably been Man United's best player this season, so he'll definitely be able to supply. And Ahmad, it's been a little bit in and out. His one game starting at 10 was against Grimsby, where he was shocking, like pretty much the whole team. He did improve in the second half, but that was when he went to play on the right-hand side. So, as I say, it'll be Mazraoui. To be fair, it's a bit more of a defensive right-sided player, and I think obviously you go into Manchester City, who have had the greatest start to the season, but see attacking wide, you've got players like Haaland. Foden starts today. We're talking about him with my friend last night about sort of what has happened to him in regards of he just hasn't basically been in his best form for over a season. Things me and my friend talked about, friends that talked about there maybe the reasons why. But he won't need any motivation starting in Manchester derby. He's Manchester born and bred. People say always from Stockport, but that is part of Greater Manchester. So he is Manchester born and bred. He understands the Manchester derby and what that means to fans and to the football club. So he'll be starting. So we'll see how the game goes. Obviously, always pressure on the Manchester United manager. We're back in that doom loop though. The doom loop of he's got four matches: Manchester City away, Chelsea at home, Brentford away, and Sunderland at home. And he needs results. It's as simple as that. He needed that Burnley result. He needs results. I mean, you know, Man City and Chelsea next, some people would say, well, United aren't good enough to beat those teams. They can get results, maybe they won't get anything, but the Brentford and then the Sunderland games, I mean, for me, United need to be looking at getting themselves up to 7 to 9 points out of these next four games, and it's not necessarily all we'll accept a defeat, but we won't necessarily accept a defeat. It's how you perform, how you play in that situation. But United need to be getting results, and that puts the pressure on the manager. And we will have this to every international break now for this one and then the next one. Because even if Manchester United won these next four games, but then after the next international break, they lost the next four games. This side could easily do that. If you watch them as much as me, you could easily see them doing that. And, you know, today's Manchester derby, probably a bit more pressure on Manchester City. I mean, not even probably, there is a bit more pressure on Manchester City. Manchester City are expected to challenge for the league title. They're already two defeats behind the teams at the top. I don't know what the Liverpool score is. I haven't been following that game, but Arsenal already 6 points ahead of them. So Manchester City need to get a result. Obviously, they start their Champions League campaign as well, so they're under a bit of pressure. I think a bit more pressure today. Nobody is really expecting Manchester United to win today. Nobody's expecting. My thought process is Manchester City. They are a better team than Manchester United. You would expect Manchester City to win. And they are looking to win the league title. Man United are just looking to, from what I've seen, basically just getting the top half of the table. As far as I'm concerned, from what I've seen so far this season, there was some article, shock horror, on the BBC about how Man United's results haven't been up to their stats. I'm not interested in stats. I'm interested in getting the results. I can see some sort of understanding in regards of the system. The big issue is the midfield. Most teams play a midfield three and that play a midfield two. Yeah, you have defenders try to push up on that, and obviously the wide players can tuck in. But the other problem is United don't really have a dynamic midfield either. So they have a slow midfield and they don't have a dynamic midfield. So that is a problem. Essentially, you know, Bruno Fernandes and Manuel Ugarte against Bernardo Silva, Rodri and Reinders. So you look at that on paper and you think, well, they've already got one more player than us, and they're already, you know, you look at the midfield types and you think, well, City are going to dominate in that area. So United need to be, as I've always said, keep the ball well, don't give the ball sloppily away, especially in in bad positions in the field, sort of further up towards their goal, which can be an issue and teams can break on them. So as I say, I'm just going to head up now to Linders. It seems to have stopped raining, but it's still a bit windy. But yeah, rain and wind at a Manchester derby in September. Hey ho, that's what we expect. I'll be back after the game. Oh, one just sort of quick thing. United are actually unbeaten against Manchester City in the last four games. When you talk about regulation play, they did lose the Community Shield on penalties, but in regulation play, they are unbeaten. So in the last four, we start with the FA Cup final. So as I say, two wins, two draws. You know, I'd take a draw today, but as I say, what I want to see is progression and a decent performance. And obviously the concern is, I mean, my one standout prediction for today is basically both teams to score, because both have been struggling defensively. And as I say, we want to get Sesko off the mark, basically. He's had some substitute appearances, and obviously the start against the Grimsby game, which was a disaster for everybody. But I saw some things that sort of look like, you know, we can get a lot out of this player if we can feed him and supply him properly. So as I say, I'll be back after the game. And it's over at the Etihad. It's finished. Manchester City 3, Manchester United 0. A stroll for Manchester City, and it's an awful result. The performance is probably a smidge better than awful. There were periods, a couple of periods, start of each half, where United, not in control, but they were probing quite well. But I think that was because Manchester City had allowed them to, and then they broke on them or used the better quality that they had sort of further forward to punish Manchester United. And I think towards the end of the game, Casemiro essentially had a chance to get a which would have been a consolation, and my both teams to score would have happened. But he just sort of just stuck his leg out. He thought, oh, I'm probably offside, so I'll just stick my leg out and see what happens. When he could easily have directed that ball into the back of the net. So, you know, that sort of summed it up, really. And as I say, Casemiro didn't even start. It summed up United's lethargy within the game and making mistakes. There were key moments in the match, but it's the simple basics of speaking to one another in certain areas, knowing where they need to be in certain areas. When you do have a player like Haaland, who is a quality striker, you can't give them those opportunities. You shouldn't be giving them those type of opportunities against any football team. You're gonna keep more clean sheets than not if that's the case. But against Haaland, you can be really good and still, it can still pop up and score a couple of goals, if not three or four goals. But today, United defensively, I spoke about United's defence being better this season, probably the strongest part, but they were poor today in regards to the way the goals came. People can talk about the midfield, and there are issues in the midfield. Everybody knows there are those issues in that midfield. But you also would like your defenders, I mean, the goalkeeper's not necessarily at fault today, but you can see that the defenders don't fancy the goalkeeper either. I'm happy Anana's gone. The problem is we needed to buy two goalkeepers. And this was, as I say, this was only in January. The first goal I talked spoke about Phil Foden coming back into the team, starting a man from Manchester. He got the first goal. Some nice play from Doku. He just ran around Luke Shaw. Ugarte got a block in. But United, they were static. It was like they'd stopped moving. They didn't think that they thought the danger was over, but it wasn't. Doku got the ball back in and Foden. He did run off the back of Bruno Fernandes. People will say, should Fernandes even be playing in that position? Fair enough. But you've allowed those things to happen before. So you've got to look at doing, you know, that's surely got to be something, especially off the pitch. You've got to look and say, Bruno, you need to follow your players in and at least try and get a challenge, loads of space, headed straight into the back of the net. That was midway through the first half. Then he like got to half-time 1-0. I was sort of quite happy about that because I know what these players are like. They're weak. The mentality of these players is so weak. They could easily have collapsed. But then with the second half, they started off quite well. But then they gave away. It was a soft goal in regards. Brilliant finish from Ireland, but a soft goal in regards. Gave him a simple throw-in. I think it was Ugarte who was not megged. Yoro found himself too tight to Doku. Luke Shaw and Matthias Slip were too close together. Haaland made the run through. And it was a great finish over the goalkeeper to make it 2-0. Then you saw why Donnarumma is starting the game. He started ahead of James Trafford, which didn't surprise me in the slightest. A great save from Brian Mbeumo. Mbeumo was probably United's best player. A fantastic save from Mbeumo. A crossover. And then it was an excellent volley, but Donnarumma is 6'5". A brilliant save. And he's going to do that a lot for Manchester City. As I say, he's not brilliant with his feet, but what he would do is he will make key saves like he did with PSG. And it'll be very interesting if PSG and Manchester City do play each other in the Champions League this season. I don't think they're playing each other in the group phase, so maybe later on if they get sort of further on in the competition. So 2-0, and then Haaland's third goal. I mean, he could actually have got a third goal much earlier. Poor passing around for Manchester United. De Ligt gave the ball away, and then the ball got through to Haaland, who somehow managed to miss from about 2 yards out. He just sort of, I think he saw De Ligt running back and tried to get to sort of hit it across the goal after getting past Bayindé, hit the post, and then the ball was clear. But even then, it was panic station in that United defence. When Yoro cleared, when Barnier could have picked it up, and then there was a shot further into that, but then Haaland got his third goal. So I don't know what Shaw and Maguire were doing. It's just poor passing. I spoke about giving the ball away in the wrong positions. All United players were further forward. There was no pressure on the ball. It was a poor pass from Luke Shaw, then a poor pass from Harry Maguire. Haaland was onside because he was in his own half. It was that bad. And then a brilliant finish past the goalkeeper. Reinders was put through later on. She really should have made it 4-0. So it could easily have been 5 for Manchester United. They sort of got away with it with 3. Towards the end, as I say, they had the chance from Casemiro. There's a chance from Mbeumo from a drill shot from Ahmad. I think Mbeumo should have done better. I mean, he was looking at it thinking the ball had come to him at pace, but just couldn't get his feet in the right way to just sort of slide it past sort of the other way towards the goal. But City just allowed United to have the ball, and as I say, they created some opportunities, but it was game over. At 3-0, it was game over. I mean, it was always at 2-0, if you get the next goal, you're in a position where you can get back into the game. But it was all over at 3-0. And, you know, I mean, Sky, for a change, after some good stuff from Sky. I mean, there was talk about United should be playing 4-3-3. Did they not realise that we play 4-3-3 pretty much with the majority of these players under Erik ten Hag? And you watch that West Ham game where the players basically wanted the manager to get the sack, if you watch that game again. I think the manager is wedded to the system and he's going to stick with that system. Whether you agree or disagree with him, he's going to stick to that system. And the players need to sort of improve themselves. He spoke about how he felt that we were putting in 100%. I don't agree with that, because I think it's a Manchester derby. You know, you've got to put the boot in. Roy Keane spoke after the game about no yellow cards in the game. You know, it's like, you know, playing it as if like, you know, you're not getting any blood on your shirt. You're not sticking the boot in. You're not putting any line changes. The weather was conducive for that, because it was hammering it down in the first half. So, you know, United were a step off. I mean, Bruno Fernandes came out and spoke around how there were issues sort of about being brave enough to push in, especially with the midfield to support that. But as I say, United have one game a week, essentially, until I think some midweek fixtures in December. So you would hope that the players would be working on that system. But a concern is, are the players not fancying this system? But again, you could, and I mentioned before the game in that doom loop, he is under pressure. He is massively under pressure, the manager. The manager knows that, but he's not going to change the way that he plays. And, you know, next up is Chelsea, a huge game. Garnacho coming back. So, you know, he knows he's under pressure. Servat was at the game today. Didn't look very happy. I'm not surprised. A bit, although, as I say, I don't know whether it's because he's unhappy because he's apparently a lifelong Manchester United fan, or just because he's looking and thinking, I've spent all this money and I'm watching this crap, which is a justifiable way to be unhappy. But I can tell you now, I don't think he's unhappy as many of the fans, especially the ones that went there. There weren't many left when they did their usual clap of the fans. So obviously plenty of work to do and a disappointing result. But these are the kinds of results that can get you the sack. And he is now in a run where Chelsea up next, a difficult game, but you're at home, so you've got to look to provide some kind of performance. But then people will say, oh, well, Brentford away and then Sunderland at home. Why are United guaranteed to win those games? They're struggling. They're not playing well. They've actually only scored one goal in open play this season for the money that they spent moving forward. I mean, Sesko today, he just didn't really get the supply. I do want to see him in a home match when I think United will be a bit more, well, I mean, you say attack, and I think they actually were trying to attack today, but Man City just picked them off, and it was just, again, simple basics of not being able to keep hold of the ball in simple positions. The third goal is a classic example. People say, wow, are the United players further up the pitch? But City weren't putting any pressure on Manchester United at that point. It was just poor pass from Luke Shaw, and then another poor pass from Harry Maguire, and then Haaland is further ahead. Maguire would have known he was there. So it's a case of, you have to get that ball. If you're going to hit the pass, overhit the pass, so that at least the worst, it goes out of play. But it, as I say, the manager did talk about football intelligence when he was interviewed. And, I've spoke about that a long time. A lot of these players are thick in regards to football intelligence. Just have no idea. Just instead of doing some basic, simple passing. I mean, there was one period. I mean, Ugarte, who it will get, you know, we lost 3-0, he's coming, which was a surprise, but he had a reasonable game. But that's the problem. We don't want players just having reasonable games. But at one point, he broke through, nice little bit of play. And then I think it was Ahmad, who was clear on the right-hand side, but he tried a harder pass through the middle to a player that was running through. I don't know who the player was. I think Sesko had gone on at that point, got off at that point. But just pass it through to Ahmad. He's got loads of space, and then you hope that you have, you know, the ball comes across and or he does something with that. But he would have had so much time and space, but United lost the ball and City actually broke up field. But thankfully this time they didn't get through in on goal. So I'd say lots of work for Manchester United too. It is disappointing, and it's a poor performance, but you've got to move on from that, and we've got to see what happens next. And as I've mentioned, the manager knows himself. He knows himself that he is under pressure and he can be sacked. He knows that. He knows that for a fact. And he knows he has to get results. He's always said that. He's always spoken about you need to win matches at Manchester United. Because if you don't, you know what's happening next. So we'll see what happens. As always, thanks for listening. All pods up at www.mufcglobal.co.uk, up at various podcast platforms such as Spotify, Podbean, Listen Notes, Pcast, and various other platforms. Search MUFC Global. Like, comment, share, subscribe. Let me know what you think. Next up, Chelsea at Old Trafford. I will be at the game next Saturday night. It's a 5:30 kickoff. United need to come out, and they need to come out and get some kind of result. And at worst, they need to be putting on a performance. As I say, we spoke about the Arsenal game, and people said, oh, look, it was an improved performance. Yes, it was improved, but they didn't win. This is the point. Fulham, they had opportunities earlier in the game, didn't take them. They got away. I mean, people say they got away with 1-1 draw. I think a 1-1 draw was a fair result. Burnley, which they should have been 2 or 3 up at half time, but they made it difficult for themselves, got themselves a last minute penalty. And they won the game that way. So, you know, your next game's against Manchester City, or a better team. So you need to improve that performance, and the poor performance was not improved. So work needs to be done. They have a week, and you know it's good to have a week off to work on things. But the other pressure is, if there's no football matches, there's going to be pressure building. So when you get to that press conference, there's even more questions. You get to the game, the players need to step up. But I did worry today about the weak mentality of these players. Is a major issue, and that's been an issue for a number of seasons. But as I say, the players will always get away with it. As I say, people will say, you know, oh, the manager's picked the wrong formation, manager picked the wrong team. You know, that's fair enough. You know, you can make that comment, but it always seems that the players seem to get away with it. And the players need to step up as well, show some pride in actually performing for Manchester United, which doesn't seem to be the case. And leadership, which is still a massive issue at the football club. Because as I say, Bruno Fernandes is the captain and he is a leader. And United look worse when he doesn't play. But they don't seem to be listening, or there doesn't seem to be much leadership. What happens in the dressing room? You know, in that dressing room, there should be players calling each other out. We shouldn't need the manager to come and do that. But, you know, you overpay players and they just think, well, I'll just take my money and go, and that's enough for me. But we'll see how they get on against Chelsea. As I say, I'm at the game. And, yeah, there is lots of work for Manchester United to do. We're only 4 games in. But they're already under pressure. But that is what happens at Manchester United. And as I say, I think the manager's aware of it. His coaches are aware of it. I think the players, not all of them, but I think a number of players are aware of it and they need to step up. So, and that's not just the players, but the whole hierarchy at that football club. Major issues. And a performance like that in the Manchester derby is not good enough. And I think the fans will let them know. And I think they did today when not many of them stayed around after the game. So, as always, thanks for listening. And we'll be back at the Chelsea game on Saturday.